Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We're on Kuf Lamed Beis, six lines from the top, where it says Ad Kan Lo Pligur Bana Le El Vachshiri Mila. Just one point. Yesterday, at the very end of the Daf, it's right on today's Daf, so we can talk about it. The Gemara had said that all the other cases, if it's Avar Zmana Batla. Right, that's the first words on the top of Kuf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Kuf Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph, right? So we said Mila. Look at the bottom. Mila v'kamach shireh hadochan es haShabbos. How does he know that? How does he know that Mila is docha Shabbos? The machshire Mila is docha Shabbos, right? So the Gemara said, well, you can't learn it out from all the other places, shofar and lulav and sukkah, and right? Why not? First of all, each one's special, and second of all, va'od malahanach shekin imavar zmana batla. Right? So asks the Rajba, well, what about sukkahs? If you don't have a sukkah, if you don't have a sukkah on the first day, it's built on a chalamoy. It's not butler.
After the
yeah.
Right. So that's one answer. One answer means after the yadif. Second answer, the Rajba says, you have to know shachadit. Rabbi Eliezer, who we're discussing, holds that you're not allowed to build a sukkah on chalamoy. It has to be built from before yadif. So therefore, that couldn't be. Okay, I thought that was pretty interesting. Okay, next. Ad Kan, ready?
Okay, you couldn't go to someone else's sukkah?
No, you had to be before sukkah. What, can you go to someone else's? I don't know. Yeah. But he held, I'm so lazy, I was at work. I'll build it, so the first days I'll make do, and then I'll build a chalamoid. He held, you can't do that. So then it is Bottles Man. Okay. Ad Kan, lo pligir, bana le'el, b'machshiri mila. Dali, machlokes is about preparations for the mila. Avo mila gufa? But the actual mila itself, bris mila on Shabbos, they are called docha Shabbos. Everybody holds that if it's bisman, it's docha Shabbos. Everybody agrees to that. How do you know that? Minolan, how do you know that? We're going to have like four or five different ways of knowing that today.
One,
yeah.
He says, he's the same sheet of Mandiyam who says you can do anything you want for a bris. You can chop down shofaris.
Correct.
On Shabbos.
Right.
To get you this, that, for to do a mila, but to build a sukkah on Yantif, four sukkahs, you can't do
Correct.
You can't do that.
Right, because there's a detail in Hilcha Sukkah. He learned out of the sukkah, it has to be built before sukkahs. That's all. It's a detail in Hilcha Sukkah. It's not a contradiction to this. It's unrelated to this. But if you know that, then it's not a kasha about sukkahs. Okay. Menolan, Amar Ula, Halacha. It's a Halacha of Moshe Sinai. How do you know? We just know. V'chein, Amar of Yitzchak, Halacha. It's a halacha. That's all. Meisve. Wait a minute. Minay lepikuach nefesh adoch es haShabbos. How do you know that pikuach nefesh is doch haShabbos? How do you know that Shabbos is not one of the big three? I would have thought maybe it is. It's so special. And how do you know if that's not true? Someone's sick on Shabbos, he can do anything to save the guy. Even a suffix pikuach nefesh, right? Anything. How do you know that? So Rabbi Eliezer ben Azai Omer, it's a kal v'chomer. Listen to this kal v'chomer. Uma mila, shehi et achas me'evarav, shel adam. It's one organ, it's one limb of a person. Doche es haShabbos, yet, it's doche Shabbos. Kal v'chomer, lepikuach nefesh, shedoche es haShabbos. So certainly, a pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbos. What kind of kal v'chomer is that? That makes no sense. So, the Rajba says like this. Ma mila, which is one mitzvah, right? Right? One mitzvah regarding one aver. It's Doche Shabbos. So for sure, pikuach nefesh, which with if you save the guy on Shabbos, he will able to be mekayim more than one mitzvah. Then for sure you're Doche Shabbos. That's how he learns that Gzeir Shavah. The Kal V'chomer. Right? Okay? Now, one second. The Esau Kedaitach Halacha, if you're telling me that the Makar for Mila on Shabbos is a Halacha L'moshe Misinai, Kal V'chomer Mehalacha Mi'asi, does that make sense? Build a Kal V'chomer on top of a Halacha L'moshe Misinai? Can you even do that? Can't even do that. You know why? V'atanya, Amalo Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah, Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah says to Akiva, says to Rebbe Akiva, Akiva! He can call him by his first name. Rebbe Akiva! There's a halacha that a nazir, so a nazir is not allowed to touch a dead body. What about if a nazir touches a revius of dam of a dead body? Is that of the same status as a dead body? So, says Rabbi Akiva, yes, it does. It does. It has the same status as a dead body. Why? It's a kal v'chomer from the bones of a dead body. The problem is that the bones of a dead body are halacha l'moshe mezina. It's not a body. So how could you build a kal v'chomer on top of a halacha l'moshe mezina? Akiva, etzem kisaora, the fact that a bone the size of a barley seed is metame, is a halacha. That's halacha l'moshe mezina. I would never would have said that. See, you know how to touch a dead body. What about the pinky of a dead body? That's not a dead body. It's one little tiny bit. No, that's a halacha l'moshe mezina. And now we're gonna make a kal v'chomer. And revi'is dam kal v'chomer. Right? There's no body here. There's just the revi'is of dam of a body. Is that also make the nazir tameh and it ruins his whole naziris? It's gotta start over. Kal v'chomer ain't done in kal v'chomer mehalacha. You can't do that. So just for a minute, see Rashi. It's the Rashi where the lines get wide. That first Rashi. But we could just go to the third line of it where it says ma etzem. Right? What's the kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer is as follows: ma etzem kisaora. What about a bone? She'ena matava ba'ohel. That doesn't make tumah in ohel. There's not tumah in ohel. It's just a small part of a mace. Nazir, migaleach al maga umasa'o. If a nazir touches that or carries it, he's got to start over. He says migaleach. He's got to take a shave and start over. So revias dam, revias of dam, shemetame ba'ohel. A revias dam which is metame ba'ohel. Dichsev al kol nefesh lebeis lo yavo. Ain't no din shehan nazir migaleach aleha. Isn't it for sure that a nazir will have to start over his count if he touches that? Va'amalei Rabbi Elezer. And brother Akiva, etzem kitzara halacha l'moshe mitzinai, shehei nozim migaleach aleha. That's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. V'rvi is dam, atabal l'ulma mimena b'kal v'chomer? You want to make a kal v'chomer out of that? Ain't done in kal v'chomer mehalacha. You can't make a kal v'chomer on top of a halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Listen to this line. D'lo nitla ha-torah shabal peh, lidoresh b'yud gimel midos. Torah shabal peh is not available for the darsh b'yud gimel midos. In other words, the only time you can darsh b'yud gimel midos is on Torah shabal peh. I have text, I'll make a kal v'chomer, right? If I can carry, if I can do a malacha on Shabbos, then I can for sure do it on Yontif. Why? Because Yontif is more kal. That's a kal v'chomer on the text. Halacha l'moshe mitzinai in the clouds. It's bal peh. Now I'm going to make a kal v'chomer on top of that? Says Rashi, you can't do that. So, how could it be that Mila is a halacha l'moshe mitzinai? It can't be. Because if it's a halacha l'moshe mitzinai, the kal v'chomer that we built on top of that, about a pikuach nefesh, would be impossible. Therefore, it's retracted. This makar is retracted. Back to the Gemara. Ela amar belazar, isya os. It's a gzeira shava. It says os. Therefore what? Shalom Shabbos is an os, and bris mila is an os. So too, bris mila is docha Shabbos. So the El Meatzah and Tefillin Dixiv Be'os Livchi Shabbos. Then you should wear Tefillin on Shabbos also. Right? Not you should wear Tefillin on Shabbos. You can make Tefillin on Shabbos. Right? Even according to the ones holding, you can't do that. Forget wearing it. Making it on Shabbos. No. El it's a Bris Bris. No, the Gzeir Shabbos Bris Bris. It says by Shabbos, it's a Bris. L'dor Asam Bris Olam. And it says by Mila, also the word Bris. V'haya La'os Bris. It's El Meatzah. So then, I'm sorry, Gadol Dichsiv Be Bris Lidchi Shabbos. Then why can't an adult perform a Bris Mila on Shabbos? In other words, not on the eighth day. The guy's a Bal Tshuva, he never had a Bris Mila, or he's in Russia, they never were able to. And now the first day's available, Shabbos. Why should he wait till Sunday? After all, it's a Gzeira Shavuot, why do I have to wait? Why is it only Bisman? So the Gemara says, you're right. That Ella Itzya Doros Doros. A different Gzeira Shavuot. Doros Doros. So then tzitzis, tiksiv be doros lichi Shabbos. So tzitzis also says doros, right? Well, doros some, right? Then tzitzis also should be able to make the tzitzis on Shabbos. Make it on Shabbos.
Let me ask you a question on gzeir shav. Okay, we have a gzeir shav, we don't have a gzeir shav. I mean, say, well, another word like that. Gzeir shav is defined.
So it's a very good question, and we've been given the answer many times, that the gzeir shav meant that you can't make a gzeir shav by yourself. You can't make up your own. So what's going on here? The gzeir shav was, they didn't know necessarily what the gzeir shav was. They just knew that the words were available. That's all they knew. The words were available. That was a Masar from the Rebbe. What the words taught you, so why not say this? It's not considered making up your own Gezeirah Shavah. The words were, I got a Kabbalah from my Rebbe going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, the words were available. So if the words are available, what's wrong with tzitzis? That's the best answer I've ever heard. Anyway, El Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, no, done an Os Brits Vidoros, may Os Brits Vidoros. Lafuki Hanach, Dechad Bechad Hu Ksiv Behen. The only one that has all three words is Brits Milah. Every other one, it's missing one of these words. So tzitzis is missing something, and tefillin is missing something. If all three words, you get a Gzeirah Shavah. I'll tell you the truth. The Gemara never answered the question of, well, why is it only Bisman? We asked that question, and okay, you're right. Then we came up with Doros. So still, why is it only Bisman? We didn't really answer it. Right? Didn't really answer that question. So why can it only be Bisman? According to the other ones, now we're going to have another answer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kwa Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. Bayom is only on Shabbos. So now already you can kvetch. Well, Bayom means Bayom only if it's that eighth day. Right? Amalei Rosh Lakash Rabbi Yochanan Elameyata, if that's true, that Bayom is the Makar, then Mechusre Kapara, then a guy who is lacking a Kapara, meaning he was a Zav, right? Or Zava, so all these people that need a Kapara, they have to bring Karbana. So can you bring that carbon on Shabbos? No. It's a private carbon for you to get you to be tahar. You can't bring that on Shabbos. It says Rosh Chodesh. Why not? It says Bayom. The kapar diktiv b'hu Bayom hachinam minidcha Shabbos. Right? It says Rabbi Yochanan. I hear you. Homi b'ayle Bayom v'lo b'layla. Now that Bayom is to teach me that you don't bring the carbon at night. It says Rosh Chodesh back. Hanami b'ayle Bayom v'layla. So the same thing with Bris Milah. I need the word Bayom to tell me by day and not by night. No Bris Milah at night. You ever been to Bris Milah at night? Never. No, so that says Rabbi Yochanan, no, homi ben shmon is yom nafka. That's learned out from a different vort, different pasuk, right? It says, mi ben shmon is yomim nafka. It says Rosh Lakish, hainami. So too by karbonos, it says, mi bayom tzavoso nafka. Bayom tzavoso. Right? So the Gemara answers, af agaf de nafka mi bayom tzavoso. Even though it says, that bayom tzavoso, I still would have thought you could bring it at night. Why? It's true. Since by these korbanos, to be machshir you, to make you into a Torah person, were very, very, the Torah is very, very easy, the Torah is very makil, and even if you're poor, you're allowed to bring in a poor carbon, which is like flour. Now, if you by accident turn a light on Shabbos, you can't get away with bringing a poor man's carbon. No such thing like that. You have to bring an animal. I can't afford it. I don't know. The answer is you have to borrow it. I don't know. You don't get it out like that. Ah, bring the cheap carbon. But by over here, you can bring the cheap carbon. You can bring it just flour. It's very cheap. By regular chaz, we don't allow that. Over here, by a guy who's tamei coming tar, we allow that. So I would have thought by allowing, maybe you can bring it at night also. If we're being so makel already, you can even bring it at night. Kamash malon, you cannot bring it at night. So therefore, there's no makar to teach you that a carbon can be brought at night, that a carbon is docha Shabbos, but mila there is. Maskeflo Ravina, another kash on this. Elamayata, if that's true, yezer kasha behen the onen kasha behen. If that's true, that a zar or an onen should be able to bring karbanos. Why? Because if we're so makel on the carbon, let a zar do it, let a kohen do it, right? By the zav, yeah. So the Gemara answers, well, ha a hadre kra. It says ubayom hashmini, right? It says again bayom hashmini, not by bismillah, by the carbon, right? You have to wait 7 days. And bayom hashmini, that bayom hashmini is a further emphasis. That no, the only kula we have by karbanos for a zav is that it can be cheap. There's no other kula. Not by night, not with other people, not with Oni, not with all these puzzle people. No, the only kula is that it can be cheap. No other kula. Okay? Good? Next makar, which we're going to reject.
Do we have the makar yet from Pekuch Nefesh?
No, not yet. It never came up. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. Shmini. Shmini Afilu b'Shabbos, the eighth day. Doesn't matter when the eighth day falls out, even on Shabbos. Hai Shmini miboile limute shvi. But doesn't the eighth day come to exclude not the seventh day? In other words, how do I know it's on the eighth day? It has to tell me the eighth day. Shvi, no, that shvi. It's a different pasuk that says, Viven Shimon is Yom Nafka. So I know from there it's not the seventh day. What's the extra Shmini? Afilu b'Shabbos. Vakatimi boile. I still need it. Chad lemute shvi, v'chad lemute tishi. Right? D'i michad, if he only had one of these makoros, hava mina, I would have thought, shvi hu d'lo matas mane. Shvi is not the right time. It's too early. Aval mishvini, mishmini ve'eleich zmanahu. But once it's the eighth day, it doesn't really make a difference if it's day number 8 or day number 108. Right? That's why I need another pasuk by Yom HaShemini to teach me what? No. The eighth day is bedafka. The eighth day is bedafka. Therefore, I don't have a makar. I don't have a makar that it's Docha Shabbos. Ela machvarta kid Rabbi Yochanan. Yet Rabbi Yochanan is a much better pshat. Rabbi Yochanan's vort was much better, which is called Bayom. Right? This pshat is rejected. Because I need the extra Shminis to tell me it's bedafka on the eighth day, not the seventh, not the ninth, not the thousand. Right? Okay. Good? Told you, it's not a hard off today.
So
far we have two. Oz Bris Doros. That's two. Tanik of Asidur.
Let's say you were allowed to do it from 8th day and on. You don't have any of the reason my theme is early, or wouldn't it come into play?
It would come into play, but that's like, it would come into play, but that's not a ma'akev. And what if you're busy? All right, so we'll do it tomorrow. Right? So we don't really, we don't. What?
How's that work out?
What do you mean?
Do it tomorrow.
Right, so we would have thought that the Zman is, it came to early.
Time-wise, we got the time. Do it. And I guess the reason we're not even bringing it up.
Right. So the reason is on the day of the meal itself.
We don't bring that up.
No, we don't even mention that. Like, the only thing I can think of is like a carbon. So you're not allowed to bring a carbon till the animal's 8 days old. Does it make it? Is there any reasons to bring it when it's 9 days old as opposed to 100 days old? There's no such thing like that.
There's no issue.
There's no way to bring that animal. I understand. I was trying to think of another type of case. It's a good point. Is there ever something that we would say, I'll do it tomorrow? Is there ever something like that? I don't really think so. Nothing like that. I'll do it tomorrow.
You have the time for
him
to do it.
Right. Tanya, Kavase Rabbi Yochanan. Even though we already rejected him, Rabbi Yaakov, but the Gemara hammers away at him more. Shmini Yimol Afilu b'Shabbos. Shmini, you can do a bris milah even if it falls out on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Mechalel Mos Yumas. What do I do with the pasuk that says, by the way, if you violate Shabbos, you're going to be put to death? What do I do with that? That's b'shar melachos chutz b'milah. That's everything else, not milah. Oweinu Ela Afilu milah. Maybe it's even bris milah. Umani Mekayim Shmini Yimol. And what does that mean when it says on the eighth day? So the answer is, chutz mi Shabbos, but not Shabbos. If the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, you wait. Talmud lomar bayom, afilu b'Shabbos. Right, which is exactly what Yochanan said, from the words bayom. Amar, Rava, haitana meikara maika nichale, ul besov maika kashale. So this brisa, what went on here, this brisa? What was the havamina, what was the maskana? We thought to say, maybe we should have been pushed off. What's going on here? So, Haki Kamar, here's what the Brisa meant to say, says Rava. Shmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbos. Shmini takes, Bismillah takes place even on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Mechaoleh Mos Yumas. What do I do with the pasuk that says, don't violate Shabbos? That's B'Shar Malachos Chutz Mimila. Right? That's for other Malachos, not Mila. Avol Mila? Dachya. Mila's Doche. My Taima? Why? Kal v'chomer who? It's a kal v'chomer. Where did this come from? Out of the blue? Says Rava, here's what the Brisa meant to say. It's a kal v'chomer. Listen to this kal v'chomer. Umat saras. Shadocha es havoda. Right? Saras is docha the avoda. Right? What does that mean? What does it mean? It's docha the avoda. If you have saras, right? A kohen has saras, he's stuck. He can't do the avoda. Right? And not only that, there's an isser in the Torah to cut off the tzara. I'll cut that off. A little thing on my finger, on my arm, I'll cut that right off. And I'll do that. So if you have tzara, you're stuck. Right? And not only that, the halacha is, let's say robe of the kahana have taras. It's not such, well, toma hotra vitzi, we can bring the carbon bezach. No, that only applies if someone's mace. Then we could say, all right, bring a petumba. But if robe has taras, that's not, no one can do anything. Right? There'll be no carbon bezach that year. No one can do anything. Yeah. If everyone, if robe, not robe, maybe all of them. Right? If they all have taras, it's stuck. That's it. Nothing you can do. Right? So again, Matzara. Va'avod docha es Shabbos, and avod is docha Shabbos. If it's avod that's for Shabbos, the carbon tamid is docha Shabbos. The musaf on Shabbos is docha Shabbos, right? Now mila docha osa, mila is docha tzaras. Why is mila docha tzaras? If the tzaras on the makom hamila, right? Then you're allowed to do the bismila. Ah, you cut it off the tzaras. So we say, asay docha los asay. The asay of mila is docha the los asay of cutting off taras. How did an 8-day-old baby get taras? Yeah, what lashon hara did he speak? It's a very good question. I don't have an answer for that.
That is a question for me.
Yeah, we had a question. Everyone had an answer.
Why can't you have a gadol with Daniel Briss?
What?
Gadol, maybe.
Because it would never happen on Shabbos. Oh. But that's not, without talking about Shabbos. Anyway, mila docha osa. Mila's docha taras. Shabbos shenidches mifnei avoda. So Shabbos, which is pushes off the avoda, ain odin shetei mila docha osa. Can't mila push off Shabbos too? That's only if it's bizman, right? A very very convoluted kavachomer, right? Says the Gemara. Now, fine, that would just give a beautiful insight into a brisa which said nothing of the sort. But okay, Rava's allowed to do that. Now, what was the other half of the brisa? My o eino ka'amar. Then the brisa said, or maybe it's not like that. Remember the brisa said that? Maybe it's not like that. Maybe mechala mosimos means that even mila has to get pushed off. What did the brisa mean by that? Hadar amar, because then the brisa said, umimai did saras chamura. Well, who said saras is so chamur? Dilma Shabbos chamura. Maybe Shabbos is worse. Why? Shekin yesh bo onshin vazaras harbe. It's so much more machmer. Think about it. In some level, Tzaras is worse. Why is it worse? Because it's docha the avoda. And Shabbos, in other words, it causes the avoda to cease, whereas Shabbos doesn't. But on the one hand, Shabbos is much, much more mentioned much more times in the Torah, much more in punishment, much more as Azharos. Maybe Shabbos is worse. Umimai dishem chamir tzarasi. Who said Tzaras is so machmer? Dilma. One second. Maybe because what it does is taras makes you ineligible. You're a gavra. That's not appropriate. Says Rashi. The Rashi of Dilma Shabbos Chamura. Right? Dilma Shabbos Chamura. It's like the fourth skinny line. Dahai taras docha avoda mimai. The mishum chumur de tarasi. Could you want to tell me it's such Dilma Hadalom Leikots Loikot Bishum the this is the Kirashi. Bishum the Gavra lo chazihu. The Gavra's not right. Kidala come on. Dinamikai it's let's say you did cut it off. So you cut it off. So you violated the Aveira. So I can't do the Avoda now? I don't have Tzaras, I cut it off. Alright, I'll get punished for that. But at least my love for the Avoda is so much, I'm cutting it off. Still not. V'tavol yo v'chusot tvila. You hear this? You have to have go to the mikvah. Even though he cut it off. Even though he did an aveira. The hair of shemesh v'yom lo yavo v'tavol yo mitzara kimitzara. Now today, you still can't do the avoda. Shabbos, you still can't do the avoda. Why? You have to wait till nightfall. You have to go to the mikvah. So no matter what, you're ineligible. Omani mekayim shmini yimol chutz mi Shabbos. And I would have thought, again, that it's not you. Talmud Lomar b'yom afilu b'Shabbos. No, we said b'yom and even on Shabbos. That was a little hard. So when we get to the end of the story, the end of the story is that Rava just there was a brisa that said exactly like Rabbi Yochanan that is b'yom. The word b'yom is the makar. Rava really turned that into a fancy kavachomer. But at the end of the day, the bottom line was that milas docha Shabbos. Next, where are we? Tana Rabbanan. Mila docha es tzaras, mila's docha tzaras, bein bizmana, bein shalom bizmana. whether it's an 8-day-old baby or a 30-year-old man. Mila is docha bismana. Mila is docha taras bismana. Yontif ain't a docha el bismana bolvad. Yontif can only a bris mila can only be done on Yontif if it's the 8th day, which we know that, right? So Shabbos is the same thing, right? Manahani mili. How do we know all that? The Tana Rabbanan yimol besar olaso. Do a bris mila. Afal pi sheyesham beheres yakutz. Even if there's a beheres there, no problem. Do the mila. What about the issue that you're not allowed to cut off taras? That's bishar makomos chutz mimila. That's everywhere else on the body, not the mila. Oeinu ela filu mila. Maybe it's even the bris mila. Umani mekayim yimo bishar olaso. And what does it mean to perform a mila? Bisman she ain't baba heres. Only if there's no taras there. If there is taras there, you can't do a mila. You're stuck. You're waiting for the taras to go away. Talmud lomar basar af al pi she yesham baheres. Okay? Amar Rava, same thing. Hi, same discussion now. Hi Tana Meikara, my Nichale, Ulbasov, my Kashale. What was the initial thought of this brisa? What was the conclusion? What was the Kasha? What's this brisa all about? Right? We just asked, right? So, Haki Kamar. Yimol Basar Olaso, go ahead and do a Brismila. Afal Pishi Yish Beheret. Even if there's a Tzaraz. Uma Ani Mekai Mishaber Benega Tzaraz. I think you're not allowed to do that. That's Bashar Makomos Chutz Mimila. That's other parts of the body, not Mila. Avol Mila, Docha Es Tzaraz. Mila can be Docha the Tzaraz. My time of why? Not Asei Docha Los Asei. It's a Kavachomer. This is a Kavachomer. Ready for this Kavachomer? Ma Shabbos Chamura. Shabbos is very Chamur. Why is it very Chamur? It just is. Nevertheless, Mila Docha Osa, Mila can be performed on Shabbos. So Tzaraz, Lo Kolshkein? So can Mila push off Taras? Right? If Mila can push off Shabbos, can Mila push off Taras? Umay Oena Ka'amar. So what's the problem with that? What's wrong with this Kavachomer? Hadar Ka'amar. Mimay Dib Shabbos Chamira. Who said Shabbos is so Machmir? Dilma Taras Chamira. Maybe Taras is more Machmir. Why? Shekin Doches Avoda. Because Taras stops the Avoda. The Avoda Doches HaShabbos. And the Avoda is Doches Shabbos. If that's true, then Mila, which is Docha Shabbos, we still don't know it's Docha Taras. Even though it has, that's the end of the story. Now, Lishna Achmina, another version. Mila Docha Es Taras. Mila's Docha Taras. My time of why? To Asi Asay, Fidochit Los Asay. Asay Docha Los Asay. This is a fascinating application of Asay Docha Los Asay. Tosas already asked. We'll get to Tosas in a minute. Now, if that's the vart, umai o in, then what did the Bryce mean when it said, or maybe not? What did the Bryce mean by that? Right? We said it works. Oh, maybe it doesn't work. No, it does work. So what did the Bryce mean when it said, or maybe not? What did the Bryce mean by that? Hadar ka'amar. Eimar da'amrinan atsei osi atsei v'dachi lo sasei. When do we say I say docha lo sasei? Lo sasei greda. If this is just a lo sasei. Right? This is an asei, and it's docha a lo sasei. Hay asei v'lo sasei hu. Here, you have an asei and a lo sasei. Right? What's the asei and what's the lo sasei? Right. But we do have an asei, but taras. Taras, you have an asay and a los asay, right? What are they? We're going to see in a minute what they are. By taras, there's an asay and a los asay, right? Don't cut off the taras. And nishama, okay, we'll see in a minute. Omani mekayim yimo besar olaso. And what does it mean when it says yimo besar olaso? Bizman she'ein ba beheres. Only when there is no taras. But if there's taras, we would never say asay docha los asay. Why? Because taras is an asay and a los asay itself. And an asay can't be docha, a lo sasei and an asay. Talmud lomar basar, af al pi sheyesham beheres. Right? Even though there's a beheres. Right? Now, so what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that the asay of Mila is docha taras, which is an asay and a lo sasei. Right? And it's still okay. still okay. I would have thought there's no such thing like that. No, but Bris Mila there is. So ask Tosfos. Let's look at the second to last Tosfos, the bottom line. What? What do you mean? Oh, so listen to this. So Tosfos really asks your question, Mati. Tosfos really asks your question. Look at the bottom, the second to last Tosfos, well, the second to last one. The bottom line. Is it Im Tomar? You see? Im Tomar? We have a rule that an asay is not docha, a lois asay, and an asay. So nigmar mimila did saras the dachi. So I'm not familiar that it does work. It does work over here. The asay of mila is docha, the asay and the lois asay of saras. Right? V'yesh lomar, no, mila special. Ma mila shekeim nichrisu aleh yud gimel krisos. Because mila special has yud gimel krisos. So that might answer Mati's question. I, Mila's Docha Shabbos, same thing. We would never allow an Asay to be Docha Shabbos. There's no other Asay can be Docha Shabbos. Right? So why is the Asay of Mila being Docha Shabbos? Because it's much more special. Right? Because Shabbos is an Asay and a Los Asay. Right? Shabbos is a Los Asay, don't do any Malacha, and there's an Asay.
We have more Shabbos.
What?
More
Shabbos. So Pikuach Nefesh is a different mitzvah. I mean, it is a mitzvah. What?
Yeah.
Right, so
there's a bunch of
problems people sport. Right.
Then I'm gonna ask a question. We already have a physical Ubayom, right?
Right. No, this is a different world now. This is a different Makar. This Makar is Asay Docha Los Asay. So it's really a Los Asay and an Asay. Says the Gemara, it doesn't matter. So Thomas says, why isn't this the model? No, this is special. Good Gimel Carissos. Right? And Tosfos is busy, so the question, I forgot already, what's the assay and what's the los assay? Right? Right, it says, right, so Hishamar Negat Saras is a lav, right, the word Hishamar Pen Baal is a lav, and it says, Velazos Kechol Asher Yoru. That's the assay, by Saras. That's the assay you should do, that meaning don't chop it off. Ah, the assay of Mila is docha both of that, right? Okay. Next. Tinach Gadol. That makes sense. By a Gadol, Diksiv Behu Basar. That it says by a Basar. Right? Katan Nami Diksiv Behu Basar. A Katan also it says Basar. But a Benini, meaning someone who is more than 8 days old, but under the age of 13, who doesn't have any control, is not chayav for his own actions, right? Minolan, how do you know that Mila is docha the tzaras? Not Shabbos, it's not docha Shabbos. How do you know it's docha the tzaras? You hear this question?
I know Gadol now.
What?
I know Gadol is docha tzaras.
It says basar. By a Gadol. By a cotton 8 day old, it says basar. But what about a Benini? What about a guy? What about a baby? He's over 8 days old, but not 13. What's the story with such a child? Amar Abaya, said Abaya, Issa mi binya, Issa. I'm one second. Where am I? Amar Abaya, Issa mi bina. We learn it out from itself, from the other two. In other words, mi gadol lo asya. You can't learn it out from a gadol. Shekin onesh kari. Why are we allowing a gadol to get a brismila, even though he has tzaras? Why are we allowing it? Because every second that he doesn't have a bismillah, he's chayef kareth. So we want to get rid of that right away. It's docha. Mikatan lawasya, shekin mila bismana. From a katan, I can't learn it out because it's mila bismana. Right? The godless, the chashivas of a mila bismana. For that, we're going to violate the asay and loz asay of cutting off tzaraz. Hatzara shavah shebehen, what's the bottom line? Shekin nimolin, that there's a mila being taking place. V'docha and it's tzaraz. And it's docha tzaraz. Af kol sheni molin dochan es tzaras. So too, it doesn't matter. He's eight years old. He was sick his whole life. Now he's better. Finally, he can have a bismila. I had a tzaras there. Doesn't matter. Rava Omar, another vart. Mila bismana docha lo tzvicha ka. I don't need a pasuk even for this. It's mikavachomer asya. It's a kavachomer. Ma Shabbos. Docha, just like Shabbos. Which is very machmir, right? Nevertheless, Mila. 1 second. No, I'm sorry. Rava says, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a mila bismana is doche tzaras. Not doche Shabbos, doche tzaras. What's the kavah chomer? Ma Shabbos de chamira doche. A mila is doche Shabbos. Right? Tzaras lo kolshkein? So isn't it doche tzaras? Very simple. Amalei Rav Safra l'Rava, ma'idi b'Shabbos chamira. Who said Shabbos is more machmer? Dilma tzaras chamira shekein doche es havoda. Vavoda doches a Shabbos, right? Isn't that all true? So Rava says back, no, Hassam, why mishum the chamira tzaras? That's not because tzaras is more machmer. Ela mishum the gavra who delo chazi. The gavra is not ready. Why? Because we said before, even if he cuts off the tzaras, he still can't do the avoda because he has to go to the mikvah and he has to wait a day. Amai. Why is that true? Yokuts Baharaso Vyavot, let him cut off the taras and let him go do the avoda. Ah, he did not avera? Maybe he could say the same, I say dochalos, I say. Or, so he did it. Mechusar Tvilahu, he's Mechusar Tvila. He still has to go to the mikvah, so therefore it's not going to work. Tinach Negoyim Temeim. That makes sense by Negoyim Temeim. Negoyim Tahorin Mayakul Neymar. What's Negoyim Tahorin? Either, so it could be one of two things. Either they're Negoyim that started to disappear. When they came back to check on him a week later, they started to disappear. So the Kohen says, you're tar. I one of those things, those are just blotches. Right? So they're just blotches. So cut them off. Or you have to figure out another how else is possible. Ella Amrabashi, Hecha Amrinan Da'asi, listen to this. Hecha Da'amrinan Da'asi Asay. Fedochi Los Asay. When do we say that an Asay is Doche Los Asay? That the assay of Mila is doche the lowest assay of cutting off Tzaras. Kigon Mila b'Tzaras. Inami or Tzitzis b'Klayim. Or Tzitzis on Shatnas. What's the kicker? The kicker is Dibo'idna dimitz'akar lav kamoki assay. At the exact moment when you're doing the assay, at that same moment, you're violating the lav. At that same moment. Here, hacha, what's going to be over here? I'm going to cut off my tzaras, and then an hour later, I'm going to go bring a carbon. It's that same moment. Here, ba'idu dimis akir lalav, at the moment you violate the lav by cutting off your tzaras, lo kamukim asay. You're not doing an asay. The heter of asay docha lo asay is only at that very moment.
They come together.
Yeah, like cutting off the doom process on the Mila. Yeah. By cutting it off, I'm doing both. Wearing stitches with chattas, I'm doing both. Right. Then we say, here, I'm going to cut off my taras. What am I to do the avoda? What am I doing the avoda? Right. A minute later, it's not bidna. Right? Just one more second. The Rav of Safra, Tanoihi. The truth is, it's a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, Basar, Afal Pishi Yesham Beheres, Yimol. Even though that has a beheres, he could do it. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonos and Amar, Ein Atzarech. You don't even need that. Shabbos Chamura, Doche Tzaraz. Shabbos, which is Chamur, Tzaraz gets pushed. Shabbos Chamura, Doche. Mila pushes that off. Tzaraz Lo Kolshkein doesn't push off the Tzaraz. So what do you see? Either it's a Kal V'Chomer, or it's a word out of a Pasuk. Already, Tanai already said this. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah.